Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Paranormal Horizons.
Join us as we explore the
world of the paranormal. Paranormal on Blog Talk Radio. Relax, put your feet up, and get ready to enter.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. How are you tonight, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good. Just excited to get another show under the way.
Yes, absolutely. You know, everyone out there, if you're just new listening to Paranormal Horizons, we broadcast every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And you can listen to our shows anytime on the demand episodes on blogtalkradio.com. We've got a great guest this evening, Jason, Aaron Bilbrey from Dayton, Ohio, Supernatural. And we're going to be chatting with him here in a few minutes.
I always love a good ghost story.
I know, and I think he's going to have a few because did you get a chance to look at his Facebook? He's got all kinds of interesting stuff, amazing pictures, and he actually does a ghost hunting tip every day on his Facebook. Yeah.
Yes, you know, and from the state of the paranormal world out there, because I'm in it, tips are good because you wouldn't imagine the debauchery that's going on in the paranormal world. It's mind-blowing. You know, one day we'll have to do a show about all the para-nonsense.
So yeah.
It's going to be refreshing to hear some good investigation stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I love about doing this show with you, Jason, is that we get to talk with people all over the world. And speaking of the world, I want to say hi to my friend Adrian in Singapore, who might be listening this evening. He is a coworker of mine, and I just told him about the show today, and I don't know if he's going to be listening tonight, or it might be on an on-demand episode. So hello, Adrian, in Singapore. And
that's a long ways away.
I know. Yeah, I mean, they're like, it's morning there. You know, he's just getting his workday started. And we're kind of winding down, so completely opposite time zones, but just a great guy that helps me out a lot with the work that I do. So, yeah, so before we start chatting with Aaron this evening, sorry, Jason, my earpiece kept falling out of my ear, so sorry, everybody, if there was a bunch of noise there, gosh, the technicalities on the internet, but Jason, I think, you know, you keep track of news better than I do, and I think that you've got some news that you wanted to share with everyone.
Yes, I've always got my eyes out on what's going on in the world, whether it be ghosts, UFOs, and so I kind of go through some of the stuff out there and find interesting stories. And I did manage to find a story that I'm going to share with you. Now, it's not groundbreaking or anything, but as you know, Pat, as we've talked about in the past, I'm very big in the UFO scene.
Yes, I like UFOs too.
And if the listeners in the past had ever listened to some of the shows that I've been a guest on, or even this show, I've had some interesting UFO stuff. So when I see UFO stuff stories out there, I like to put those on top because, well, it's my area of expertise. So the first story this evening, well, actually the only story this evening, is coming out of a place called Nanton, Canada. People are keeping their eyes to the skies because last Sunday night, bright lights were spotted over their town. Now, it was about 11 p.m. The lights were various colors and were floating around in different directions. So, you know, if it was attached to a fixed aircraft, they wouldn't be hovering around. And of course, there was no sound or anything like that to indicate it being an aircraft. It also, the next morning after these sounds were sighted, one of the landowners there noticed that his cows appeared to be spooked because they were all kind of huddled on this one particular hill.
Now,
really? Cows are scared of things like this because, you know, you always have the cattle mutilation. And another interesting note with this story is the last time that these lights were sighted in Nanton, there was a rash of cattle mutilations. So I think maybe these cows might have sensed something. Now, when they checked out the cows the next morning, they were all accounted for. So maybe it was a near mutilation. Maybe the UFO lights got scared.
Yeah.
And there's a UFO right now.
I know. Maybe this cow scared the UFO away, Jason. My God.
Well,
you know.
I love bacon, and it wouldn't surprise me if extraterrestrials loved bacon as well. It's kind of the universal, delicious food of the universe.
Oh, gosh. I know. You know, and just for all of you listening out there, you know, Jason and I, we live, our neck of the woods is in Oregon, in Portland, and they have this wonderful donut shop called Voodoo Donuts. Here I am giving them a plug, Jason. And they have a donut that has bacon on it that everyone,
oh,
it's just
yeah.
to die for. So if you're on a diet, do not go there. But Jason, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny you mentioned Voodoo Donuts because I had not had Voodoo Donuts until a few days ago. One of the family members brought a box, yes. And I do have a donut gripe. Do you want to know what my donut gripe is?
Of course I do, yes.
It's not paranormal. Well, maybe it is paranormal. I don't know. But, you know, the donuts are delicious when you first get them and they're sitting in the box. But what's the deal?
Yeah.
Like, you go to get a donut the next morning and they're all, like, melted, like the frosting, gooey and nasty, and it's such a confectionery turnoff when it's frosting. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, it's like you got to eat it right away because it's like going to McDonald's. I love McDonald's fries, but you got to eat them right away, you know, when
Absolutely.
They're hot and greasy and oily and, you know, I don't know. So, yeah, but by the way, Jason, just a big another plug here. At the upcoming Oregon conference, Oregon Ghost Conference, Voodoo Donuts is going to be there. They're bringing their mobile little cart to the conference. So we can have Voodoo Donuts again, fresh.
Well, I think we need to see, we need to get a Voodoo Donut sponsor so we can have free donuts.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's a good one. You know, I love that. So I do see that our guest, our very special guest this evening, Aaron Bilbrey, is in the queue. And so I want to go ahead and start chatting with him. I'm going to go ahead and release him into the queue, Jason. All right.
Cool.
Just take, Hi, Aaron. Are you there?
I am. Good to be with you, Pat and Jason.
Yeah. Hi, Aaron. Hey, I just wanted to let everybody out there know, again, I did say a little bit about you earlier, but Aaron Bilbrey is from, he is the organizer of Dayton, Ohio Supernatural, and we're going to get to talk with him this evening about how you started that organization, Aaron, and some of your experiences. So what's going on? What's going on? And I'm assuming you live in Dayton, Ohio?
Yeah, that's right. Born and raised here.
All right. Is it still pretty cold there?
It is. We've had some sort of snow squalls today. You know, they're short-lived, but kind of heavy at times. But nothing affecting the roadways, really.
Right. Well, good, good. I'm sure you're just really looking forward to warmer weather in spring, because I know you guys have had a really tough winter in that area.
It's been rough, and it's hard to ghost hunt in that kind of weather, especially if you're going to places that, you know, don't have electric or are so big that they can't heat the whole places. So.
Oh my
definitely.
Gosh! Yeah. So, Aaron, thank you so much for being on Paranormal Horizons here on Blog Talk Radio, and tell us, you know, give us some background on you. How did you get into this ghost hunting business?
Well, like probably a lot of people out there, I was a skeptic for many years, probably until about 3 years ago. I'm 42 now. I moved into an apartment that had some activity going on in it. Pictures on the wall would move to one side, and then they'd stay there for a few seconds, and then they'd move back down. I'd be in the shower.
That's like a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, sort of. I'd be in the shower, and I'd feel like something was poking me in the side, and I'd get out, and the water faucets would be turned on in the sink. And let's see, and, you know, just several things. I'd feel like somebody was in there with me when I was alone. But I still didn't necessarily believe. And then shortly after, some family members planned a ghost hunting trip to Prospect Place in Dresden, Ohio, which it's been on Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventurers and several of the big shows. And you know, we went there, and a couple people that went with us had a ball roll out of a room, out of a little girl's room at them, and we had some EVPs, which, you know, really convinced me, because you could hear, like, a little girl saying yes and answering questions and things like that. So that sort of got me into it, but it was more of a group family thing, where I wasn't, you know, we weren't really inviting friends or anything like that along, and I wanted to do this with my friends. So I started booking places, and I would invite my family and my friends. So after so long, people start asking you, you know, do you have a name for your group? And
right.
I came up with the Dayton, Ohio Supernatural. I wanted something, you know, basic, but that, you know, that told where we were from, and but also with the paranormal part in it. And it seems to have worked well, because we've been networking with other groups, and, you know, sometimes they come across cases that are more closer to where I live than where they live, so they'll refer those cases to us, because they know that we're in the Dayton area, because that's in our title. So that's been working out pretty good for us. So that's pretty much how that came to be.
But I guess,
you know,
anytime
you see a ball rolling, you know, out of a room, that gets your attention. That happened to me.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have a dog, you know. But so, Aaron, with those things happening, like, you know, you said about 3 years ago you were living in an apartment, and, you know, pictures were sort of moved around on the wall, and, you know, just weird feelings that you had. But what do you think was the turning point that convinced you? Because I think your story is really interesting, that you didn't, we, Jason and I have talked to a lot of people and they've said, hey, when I was seven, you know, I had an experience and, you know, it's happened to me all my life. But you're sort of a person that this happened to you, you know,
later in life.
And so what do you think was the turning point that convinced you to believe that, wait a minute, there is something out there?
Me and two of my members, Andrea and Michelle, we went to Sedansville Rectory in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's an old church rectory. The church is no longer in existence, and they had the rectory has a dark history of molestation within the church, and I think at some point when it was abandoned, there had been a kid who had for some reason somebody had killed him and hung him from a noose from the front door, and when the place had been abandoned, they had dog fighting going on there in the basement, and just horrible things that happened there. And you know, along with several spirits that are supposed to inhabit that place, there's also supposed to be a demon there, and this was one of my early investigations, and not much had happened to us throughout the night. It was pretty quiet. So, you know, about the time 3 a.m. rolls around, we were getting quite bored, and we started instigating a little bit, which I don't do anymore and I don't condone at all. One of the other members was sort of laying down on the ground in what's called the creepy room, and was, you know, inviting whatever was there to come get me, you know, that sort of stuff. And it wasn't long before she said her back was burning, and we pulled her shirt up in the back, and you can see three fresh long claw marks on her back, and you can see it was like bright red, and it was like they were like rising up, sort of, so you could tell it just happened.
Wow.
And it was at that point that we said, maybe we should get out of here. And
I would be wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. See ya.
And so the other girl that was with us, she was looking at me and she said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She said, "Well, they're red." And I said, "Well, you know, it's pretty late at night. We've been at this a while, and I'm tired, and you know, ready to go."
Yeah, she said,
Right. And she said, "No, your pupils, they're like blood red, like, you know, somebody was taking a picture and they had red eye." And I said, "Well, you know, I believe you, but I don't know what to say to that." And shortly after that, like about 30 seconds after that, apparently it stopped, and we tried to recreate it all kinds of different ways with different light settings and everything. We couldn't get it to do it again, to where my eyes looked red. So we took it as a definite sign to get out. And as we were descending the stairs to leave, the one girl who got scratched also got pushed down the like last three or four stairs. And so after that, we were like almost in a mad dash to get out of there.
So do you think with the red eyes, do you think that was maybe some sort of evil entity trying to possess you?
Well, at the time, I didn't know, and I thought maybe that she was imagining it, or there was just a weird light at the time. And then later, when we were reviewing the EVPs and stuff, you can hear her saying to me, you know, "Your eyes are red, it's really freaking me out." And I say, "Well, I believe you." And then right after that, you can hear a voice say, "I want Aaron to be effed," basically.
Wow.
And, go ahead.
What a creepy place, Aaron. What a creepy place.
Yeah, it really is.
Definitely sounds creepy. In your experience, you know, I've been on investigations where we've gotten EVPs that were not friendly and stuff like that. And you mentioned that there was talk of a demon being there. In your experience, do you feel that there is evil in the spiritual world, that these demons or maybe evil entities really exist?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, that experience right there sort of convinced me of that.
Yeah, well, it definitely doesn't sound positive, but, yeah, I haven't, we've run into some dark stuff before, but, you know, I've never been scratched, you know, they say.
Right.
There's a lot of talk about having three scratches and it being, you know, unlocking the Trinity and all that stuff, and
yeah,
I've always been kind of a skeptic on the whole demon subject, so it always is interesting to me to talk to people such as yourself that have had these darker experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, after that experience, you know, as I left there that night, I said, I'm never coming back here again.
That's what I would say, Aaron. My God.
But I've been there 5 times now since then, and I'm going back again April 10th. So, and that's mainly because there's so many human entities in this place, and a lot of them are children, and they're screaming for help, and several times they've called out my name, and you know, it's creepy and you feel bad. You know, you don't want any children to be in pain, living or dead, or you know, whatever.
I know. So
now, do you try and help?
Go ahead,
I'm
Jason.
Sorry.
Oh, do you try and? Well, I guess I have 2 questions, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a, like, how do you go in and prepare to go into a place like this where you know there's negativity? Do you have, you know, a ritual for protection? And my other question was, do you try and cross these spirits over? I know we've talked to people in the past that try and help these spirits, so I was wondering how you protect yourself and if you try and help the spirits, and if so, how do you try and help them?
Well, in a situation like Sedansville Rectory, I'm not sure that they want to get rid of whatever's there. I think they want to keep things as is. You know, most places don't allow you to do seances or talk on Ouija boards or any of that because they want things to remain as it is. I mean, that's what's bringing the profits in. But as far as protecting ourselves, we usually say a prayer before and after. We say out loud that, you know, the spirits aren't allowed to leave us. Most of us carry holy water on us or cross with or a crucifix, I should say, because you have to have one that has Jesus actually on the cross. Regular crosses don't tend to do that much. And wears the Saint Benedict's medal. We do that. And as far as that, all my times that I've gone back there since then, I haven't instigated. And, you know, nothing bad has really happened to anybody since then. I do know that I've gone there before and I've threatened the use of holy water. It doesn't seem to like that on the EVPs. There's usually grunts and groans, and if I, like, should make a – I would take some holy water on my finger and, like, make a cross on a door. You can hear on the EVPs as I'm making the cross, like, groans. Like, with each swipe that I'm making, you can hear –
wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Painful.
Yeah. But it's a neat place at Sedansville Rectory. It's been on Ghost Adventurers and Haunted Collector and – a whole bunch of shows. It's definitely one, if you can get to, you should go, because it's quite active.
It certainly sounds like it. And, you know, Aaron, going back to your comment that you went back to the rectory, and that's mm-hmm. obviously in the Dayton, Ohio area, correct? I'm not familiar with the area.
It's in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's right. You said that. I'm sorry. And you said that you felt, you know, the presence of children that you wanted to help. So that was kind of going, you know, you were willing to go back, you know, mm-hmm. to to help those souls, if you will. And
right.
even though there was some negativity and maybe some evil there, have you been able to, do you think that the children, I mean, what are they reaching out for? Do they want to move on to the other side? Do they just want contact? What do you think?
It's hard to say. I've gotten, you know, I've been there 5 or 6 times, and I've gotten probably 500 EVPs from there. And probably 100 of them are children either laughing or yelling out for help. Everything from help us, help me, let me out, let me in. I've heard, I bet he's coming back, which I think was referring to me. I've heard one say, I bet Aaron's come for me. Just really creepy stuff. And I've heard them call my name out loud, and nobody else has heard it. When we were there, like out of 5 people in our group, I would hear the name being called out, my name. Nobody else would hear it, but when I played the EVPs back, you could definitely hear them calling my name. So it's
wow, that's really, that's kind of heavy. I mean, that, you know, in some of the conversations that Jason and I have had with other, you know, folks that, you know, that are, you know, in the supernatural business, some feel that some spirits, including children, they're just here. You know, they're not ready to, you know, move on to the other side for whatever reason. And
right.
So, you know, I don't know if you have an opinion on that or you want to talk about it. And then some folks that we've talked to, they feel that it's really part of their mission is to, you know, help those spirits because they're stuck on the earth plane, if you will, to move on
right.
to the other side. But they have to be willing and ready to do that.
Right. Yeah. And when I go back here in April, one of my main goals is to try to get some names of some of these children that are calling out. And I'm hopeful. I've heard stories that, you know, sometimes demons will disguise themselves as children. And, you know, I hope that that's not the case. But then again, you know, if that's the case, then no real children are being harmed. But if a demon is disguising himself as a child, then that could be more dangerous for me, I suppose. But you never know.
Yeah, what's your opinion? Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I, you know, as a paranormal investigator, you know, sometimes we get presented with cases that are really, really dark and evil. Do you shy away for those, or are those types of cases that you embrace, you know, if, particularly like in people's residences? Do you do like personal residences and go after the dark stuff? Because I know a lot of groups, you know, they're just like, no, I don't want to touch that kind of thing. So I was kind of wondering on your group's stance on really kind of investigating the darker places.
Right. We'll pretty much investigate anywhere without much fear. Our main goal is try to determine what it is, you know, if it's dangerous or not. And then, you know, if we find out it is something dangerous that needs to be removed, then we have other contacts that can come in and, you know, do a cleansing or prayer or, you know, we have other outlets for that, but we don't necessarily do that part ourselves. We're more trying to find out what it is and then go from there.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I've had a couple come across my plate, and it's like, you know, I don't know if I really want to get myself involved in this, because there are some pretty nasty hauntings, two in particular that I didn't want to touch.
I mean, even you know, the professionals that you see on TV, sometimes they won't even go back to places that, you know, they've had bad experiences from. Like the Ghost Adventures crew won't go back to Bobby Mackey's and, you know, things like that, which actually we're going to Bobby Mackey's in 2 days. So.
Yeah, and, you know, we want to talk with you about that, Aaron, but before we get into Bobby Mackey's. Let's go ahead and take just a little bit of a break. We just have a little fun commercial we'd like to play, Aaron, just to remind everyone, thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Horizons with myself, Pat Rice, Jason Ophir, our very special guest this evening, Aaron Bilby from Dayton, Ohio Supernatural. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Bobby Mackey's, which is a world famous haunted place in Kentucky. And we're going to find out, we're just going to pick your brain a little bit on that. Aaron, I know you haven't been there yet, but we'll have a conversation about that.
Sure. Great.
This is author Edwin F. Becker. My success with 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST has been such that I have a whole new enterprise. It is for those that are thinking, man, I can't wait for that zombie apocalypse. Well, I have the answer for you. Dial 1-800-OWN-A-ZOMBIE. You'll be the center of attention wherever you go. What a surprise those Jehovah's Witnesses will get when they knock on your door. Are you the black sheep of the family? Just think of the terror you can bring to that next family gathering. I'll bet you never knew Battle Uncle Ned could jump tables and run so fast. Or, take your zombie to the next high school reunion. You can turn him loose on those nerdy brainiacs that made fun of you and say goodbye to their high IQs. Laid off from your executive job? Take your special friend to the boardroom to help you say farewell to your boss. You'll add a new meaning to the term budget cuts. Neighbors giving you problems making noise? Introduce them to your new pal and stand back, because all will be quiet very soon. You'll be waiting for that next a-hole to look at you and say, bite me. Because anyone who gives you the finger really does give you the finger.
Excuse me, kind sir.
Dial 1-800-OWN-A-ZOMBIE. Order now and get the free book, Sewing on Limbs Can Be Creative. Not responsible for infectious disease, death, mayhem, severed limbs, cannibalism, paranoia, loss of sanity, nor that god-awful stench. And one more thing. There will be no returns.
You know, that's our friend Edwin Becker. So thanks, everybody. He really does have some fabulous books. So. We love his voice and we love his contribution to our show. So
yeah, and can I let me throw out another quick plug for Marcia Becker. She does. You can go to a website called Rosaries by Marcia, and she makes some really super high end rosaries. And they sent me one, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, going back to, Aaron, some of your comments about when you go into an investigation, and Jason, you are familiar with this, too. You want that protection, and, you know, it's a prayer, it's holy water, it's whatever, you know, is meaningful or speaks to you. But I also have one of her rosaries, and they are very special, and you can communicate with her and you can get the colors you want. It doesn't have to be Jesus on the cross, although, Aaron, I know that kind of speaks to you. I wanted one with an angel, and she made one up for me with that. And so something, you know, just kind of a plug for a great couple, Marcia and Edwin Becker. And just want to send out some healing energy also to Marcia. She's recently had some health problems. So, but anyway, let's talk about Bobby Mackey's. Now, we all know, well, those of you that know of Bobby Mackey's, it's called Bobby Mackey's Music World because it's a nightclub. And it's a very, you know, popular nightclub. Country singer Bobby Mackey himself is a country singer, but this place is one of the most popular haunted places in the world for a reason. And Aaron, I imagine you're going to be hooking up with Wanda Kay.
Yes, that's right. We're going to be meeting her beforehand at her store, and then following her over there.
Yeah,
for the investigation.
She she is just fantastic. I mean, I've never met her in person, but Jason and I have interviewed her, and I interviewed her on a prior show, and she is so down to earth, and, you know, she's not like an airy-fairy person, and she gives you all the history about, I mean, Bobby Mackey's has so much interesting history because it's such an old building that it has
yeah.
so many lives, if you will. So what are you going to do there? Are you going to, like, spend the night?
Yeah, I think we're scheduled there from 9 p.m. until about 2 a.m., and there's going to be about 8 of us, so we're probably going to split into two groups of four, and we've all got new toys. I got the new Obelisk 3 that has the screen, so you can actually see what it's saying, and several other toys. We just got a closed circuit camera, so we can have several different cameras set up. And I've also been reading Wanda Kay's book, Wicked They Walk, so that I can be a little prepared once I go there. But I've just started it. I plan to read the whole thing here in the next day or two.
Now, aren't there supposed to be, like, I remember the Ghost Adventures episode, you know, where Zach is telling this thing to come out the portal of hell because they got this well or something out there. But I can't remember. That's supposed to be demonic, right? Wasn't there some possessions going on over there?
Yeah, one of the gentlemen that worked there had been possessed, and they did an exorcism on him. I think they showed the footage during the first Ghost Adventures episode that they had on that. There's been a couple Ghost Adventures episodes at Bobby Mackey's, and that man died a year or so ago, and now they have, I think, like a little memorial set up there.
Wasn't he an employee, I think, Aaron? He worked there, I believe.
Yeah. It seems to me like he was some sort of custodian or something like that, but I can't recall.
But, you know, but that place has so much history. It was a slaughterhouse, and, ugh, I don't even want to think about that. But,
right.
And it turned into a lot of different things. And then throughout, because I'm trying to remember when it was built, if it was the early
1800s
or the early 1900s?
That one I would have to check. I'm not exactly sure on that. I'm thinking the late 1800s. I mean, the front of the book says 1600s to date, but that could have been, you know, what was there before it was built.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it like a slaughterhouse or something?
Yeah,
that's been a slaughterhouse. It's been a lot of things. And, of course, now it's you can only go there on a weekdays because, of course, they're still open on the weekends because it's a bar. So if you're going to go there...
Right, but you're right, Jason. Also, there's also a story that Wanda talks about that in the basement, you know, there was a well, and some things happened there. And then, you know, as it went through the evolution of whatever, you know, it was, there was, you know, devil worshippers there, and, you know, suicide.
Right.
I don't know if there was more than one. So, you know, just all this stuff that happened. And I know, you know, Wanda takes people, does tours. You can actually schedule a tour at Bobby Mackey's.
Right.
And there's things that she talks about, and it's probably in her book too, that, you know, are real, you know, things where spirits are moving. Beach balls in the basement that she puts in there. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. But, you know, Aaron, it'll be really interesting to find out your results of your investigation. But are you looking for anything specific when you go there? Or is it just like you guys want to just see whatever you get?
Well, you know, we do our history of the place, so we have names and things like that to to try to seek out. But basically, we sort of take turns with our questioning. Like, for example, I said we'd split up into two groups of four. So if my group is going to be somewhere for a couple hours, then the four of us is going to split up that time equally. Person number one will ask questions for half an hour, whatever they want to ask, and then we'll switch off to a different person. I've found that to work better rather than one person ask a question and then another person ask a question. Because sometimes you have a certain line of questioning in your mind and you're leading it somewhere. And if somebody else chimes in with a question totally unrelated, it can, you know, derail your line of questioning. So we just kind of let each person take an equal amount of time and ask whatever they want to ask. And if
that
we start getting answers
sense.
If we start getting answers in a certain direction, then we will keep going in that direction and try to find out more and more.
Okay.
But we try all sorts of different things. We try the obelisk, and we'll try the spirit box, or what some people call the shack hack. And we've had a lot of luck with that, different places. And, of course, taking pictures and just having your voice recorders going. That's a big
now,
part
are
of it.
You go, is are any is anyone on your team going to be maybe trying to communicate with Pearl Bryan, who was the 26-year-old pregnant woman who was, I'm sorry to say it, decapitated there?
I think that was
one of the first kind of awful things that happened there, which I believe was in the late 1800s. So that would be interesting to find out. Yeah.
Definitely. We'll definitely be asking questions pertaining to her and see what we get. It's going to be an interesting night, and I'll definitely let you know what happens.
If you'd like to do another, conversation with us about your results, we would love to do that, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Well, Aaron, listen, I can't thank you enough for being on Paranormal Horizons and finding out more about you and your personal experiences in the supernatural world.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. And we're on Facebook for anybody who wants to look us up. Please do and contact us if you want. We respond to everybody. So.
All right. And I did want to mention, Aaron, you have one of the best Facebook paranormal pages I have ever seen. Beautiful pictures. Could I use some of those pictures? It's amazing. I can see that you've really spent a lot of time on that, and
I can see
that you're dedicated, and I hope to, get to talk with you more, and who knows, we might even meet in the near future.
That'd be great. I hope so.
Yeah, I know. I definitely want to hear what happens at Bobby Mackey's. I mean, we got to get some sort of update because really curious.
So you're doing that in a couple of days, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that...
and it'll probably take me, three or four days after that to listen to the evidence and have some definitive answers for you.
So maybe you could be on the show again sometime in April, give you some time to get all the information. Yeah, let's plan on doing that for sure, Jason. Here on Paranormal Horizons on blogtalkradio.com, I'm Pat Rice with Jason Ophir and our very wonderful guest, Aaron Bilbrey with Dayton, Ohio Supernatural, and he's going to be doing a live investigation at Bobby Mackey's in, I believe it's Wilder, Kentucky.
Yep, sure is.
All right, well, right on. Well, Jason, I don't have anything else for Aaron unless you do.
I did have one a generic question real quick, and it's one I ask all the paranormal investigators. What's your stance on Ouija boards? I know, you know, there's two camps. There's the people that say it opens a portal to hell, and the other people say that it's a Parker Brothers game. And I was wondering, what's your position on that, and have you encountered any hauntings that were directly related to the use of the Ouija boards?
Well, you know, my aunt had a bad experience with one when she was younger. They had her and her one roommate used it, and their other roommate was a skeptic, didn't believe it, so he had them actually put on blindfolds and use it because he didn't believe it was true. And it spelled out, they were asking who was there, and it spelled out the name Annie. And I guess later that night, my aunt had a, she thought it was a dream, where there was a woman at the end of her bed with long hair, sort of kneeling at the end of her bed. And, you know, when she woke up the next day, she sort of equated that to a dream. And then one of her roommates called, who was a hairdresser at the time, and said, you know, I don't know what you guys are doing or did, but my best client, Annie, died last night.
And,
so, you know, it's a story my aunt tells, and, you know, I believe it. But as far as personally, I don't mess with them just because I'm not experienced enough with them to know what I'm doing, and I don't want to mess with anything that I don't understand. So I tend to stay away with them. I know there's a lot of people out there who say they can be used safely, and, you know, if they know how to use them safely, more power to them. But most places won't allow you to have them anyways. So that's
I don't like
pretty
them.
Much
I don't like them, Jason.
Well, I don't either. And I have played with them extensively when I was younger. And I probably wouldn't have, you know, knowing what I know now. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of the Ouija board at all.
Yeah. So I think they're pretty to look at, but I personally wouldn't own one or have one.
Yeah, right on.
That's, okay, well, thank you guys very much. I it was an honor being on your show.
Hey, yeah, thank
Karen.
You so much
have
for coming on.
Have a good evening, and we'll talk with you hopefully in sometime in April and kind of get the update about your experience at Bobby Mackey's. That would be wonderful to chat with you again.
Absolutely, you can count on it. Thanks a lot, Pat.
All right. Alrighty. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Wow, Bobby Mackey's.
I know, and what a great guy Aaron is. I mean, he's just really, I really find interest, Jason, in talking to people that, you know, this kind of came to them late in life. And you can tell by Aaron, I don't know a lot about him, but he seems kind of like an analytical kind of guy. I don't know what he does in his career, but, you know, he researched it. It wasn't like he just said, oh, hey, you know, there's ghosts. I mean, this is something, you know, very serious for him.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that. And to be honest, it's kind of a breath of fresh air, because, as you know, I'm an investigator. I mean, like,
I know.
I'm really an investigator. Like, that's my job.
I
Not
know.
Ghost investigations, but I'm an investigator.
Okay.
And so, you know me, I'm analytical, and I could tell that from talking to him, that, you know, it doesn't sound like one of these guys that go in and, you know, believes everything they see, and I like that, because I could tell that he probably, you know, questions the evidence and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So.
Right. So I really am looking forward to talking with him again about Bobby Mackey's. I mean, Bobby Mackey's is so famous, and having the experience of talking to Wanda Kay, which she's just a great person, and, you know, and she's just not a person that I don't think makes things up. So that'll be wonderful to talk with him in April. But also, Jason, I just wanted to mention, talking about April, coming up here in Oregon City, Oregon, if you're local or even if you're not and you feel like coming to Oregon, there's a wonderful event coming up. It's the third annual Ghost Conference, and it's April 11th, 12th, and 13th in Oregon City. And, you know, it's not like a huge, huge event, which is wonderful. It's a smaller event, and there's going to be speakers and people, other investigators with tables and booths, and you can talk to them, and psychics, and it's just a really neat experience if you like this kind of thing. And Jason and I will be there and, you know,
yes,
chatting with people and just mingling. And so anyway, I just wanted to give a promotion for that, that that's coming fairly quickly here in a couple of weekends.
So I got to ask you, Pat, how much money would it take for you to spend the night all alone in Bobby Mackey's?
By myself? Oh, my God. Well, I'm kind of a cheap date.
A dinner and a beer.
Yeah. Oh, and let me hear the music that night. But I'm going to say $1,000. And I would give it a try, but whew, I don't know. You know, that's like asking me if I would jump out of a plane. How much would it take? Because I wouldn't. I mean, like, even the parachute would be so frightening to me that even if you said, hey, I'll give you $1,000,000, I don't know if I could do it, you know. But
I think I would just about do anything for $1,000,000. Well, maybe not anything, but there's a lot I would do for $1,000,000.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, it's safe. You know, other people have done it. But, no, I would give a try at Bobby Mackey's. And, you know, and I would surround myself with my safety net, you know, my little crystals and my candles and, you know, my Bible. And, you know, I'd give it a try. Yeah.
Well, I'm a paranormal sissy, so I don't know if I would, you know, $1,000 I'd do it. But I don't think I'd go there for nothing and spend the night in there alone.
Well, right. I mean, it's all the way in Kentucky. We need to find somewhere local.
Yeah, we got plenty of local haunts here that have really bad histories. I've done the White Eagle.
Well, we tried, and we didn't. Well, we didn't spend the night at the Edgefield in Troutdale, but our friend Aaron did.
Yes, a different Aaron.
Yeah, and nothing, I mean, I know there's been various reports of strange things happening in that place, but yeah, we're going to need to talk to our friend Dave Harms about that because he knows of several, you know, haunted places that have history and, yeah, interesting question. But you know, Jason, I wanted to talk a little bit. We have a few minutes left here on Paranormal Horizons. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And don't forget, you can always do the on-demand episodes anytime for any episode on blogtalkradio.com, Paranormal Horizons. But I think in the next, you know, couple of weeks, we're going to be doing what you and I call a roundtable discussion.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that.
And the beauty of the internet is we're going to bring forward some things that are happening all over the world and the paranormal, and we're just going to chat, and we invite our friends and, you know, listeners to call in and talk to us about these things if you have an opinion, you know, just kind of like a real talk radio kind of thing. So I'm kind of excited about doing that, Jason, because there's always so many freaky things going on in the world, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to mix it up with, you know, a different format. And I'm excited about it because the last show we had, we were kind of doing that. And I think it worked pretty good to do that. We can just kind of throw things around and it's just a winning combination, and I'd love to get, like you said, listeners to call in and kind of be a part of that.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, everybody, most people have an opinion, you know, if it's something that they feel compassionate about. And we're going to bring forward, you know, things, like I said, that might be happening locally or might be happening worldwide. I know last week we talked about, well, actually on one of the our shows a while back, we talked about the Bigfoot DNA coming forward, where they were saying that, hey, they're really, now we have Bigfoot DNA, and we know that there's Bigfoot. So, that's a subject that I love to talk about. You like to talk about aliens. I like to talk about Bigfoot, but, you know,
Total disbeliever, though, right?
Exactly. That's why I like to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
So, but I can't say that I'm a disbeliever in aliens. I do believe in aliens, but I don't believe everything I hear.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think they're out there. But, you know, I've had experiences and not everybody has, so.
Right. And, yeah, and, you know, I love the movie E.T., one of my favorite all-time movies. And
I love E.T.
I know. So, but, yeah, just want to put that out there to everybody that we're going to be just kind of having a roundtable discussion. And if anybody has any topics that they would like to bring forward, just post that to us on Facebook, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, you know, and we would love to chat with you about that and just kind of go from there. Oh, and by the way, Jason, I wanted to mention last week in our conversation with myself and you and our friend David Harms, we did talk quite a bit about the Malaysia, you know, flight that they now has confirmed to have crashed in the Indian Ocean. And I do want to put out there that, you know, our heartfelt condolences to everyone. And I do hope that they're able to confirm that it really has crashed, because frankly, I'm not convinced yet that they found anything.
They haven't found anything, like, for sure, have they? I haven't heard.
No, I mean, they say that they've confirmed it via satellite, and they had some visuals of some big pieces, what they thought of was metal in the ocean, but nobody's extracted that yet. They're hoping to get a ping on the black box, but they might not be able to. So I don't know. I mean, I just feel so, you know, I have so much empathy in my heart for the loved ones that are lost, and do hope that they find that. But I tell you, it's very bizarre.
It's aliens. I'm telling you, know, this, we're going to be invaded shortly. I mean, we have to be. It's going to be Independence Day.
Well, what about my idea that the Bermuda Triangle moved, you know, and sucked down that plane? I don't know. Or maybe there's another triangle, you know, sucking up.
That's what we have to figure out. That's what we have to expose on Paranormal Horizons.
I know.
There is another triangle, but I don't remember where it is. Like, sadly, it's somewhere in the Atlantic.
Really?
There's another Bermuda Triangle. It's not obviously called Bermuda Triangle, but same kind of deal. And if I recall, I believe it's in the Atlantic, where same kind of thing, you know, an inordinate amount of ships and stuff go down. But,
right, and like ships and planes losing their, you know, radio frequencies and everything going haywire and getting confused and all this kind of stuff. So I'm not a scientist or an engineer, but somehow if there was some sort of vortex that could cause those kind of anomalies, I don't know. You know, that didn't sound so crazy to me, but nobody's really ever been able to prove it.
Yeah,
so,
and you have,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of weirds. I mean, there's, you think we, you know, we develop all this technology, and you'd think that we'd have the answers to everything, but I feel as if we really haven't scratched the surface, or maybe just scratched the surface, but we don't really know what's going on.
Well, you know, that was, I think, one of the challenging issues about this flight, Malaysia flight going down, was that a lot of people, including myself, felt that, wow, you know, we're such a advanced civilization. Why would we not know that this flight went down? Why would something, satellite images or something, not have picked this up? And I think that's what's quite baffling for so many of us, you know, normal folks that just, you know, what do we know? But anyway, just wanted to kind of put that out there because we had discussed it on the last show, and we do wish those lost souls closure, the family, and all of that. So anyway, Jason, so next week we're just going to kind of have our roundtable discussion about whatever is going on in the world.
Actually, we have a guest next week. It'll be the week after.
Oh, who's our guest next week?
Yes, we are going to have Chantel Medium, a psychic, on the show next week.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's going to be wonderful to talk with her. And
yes.
I love, that's my other area that I love is psychics. I love talking to psychics and just kind of finding out, you know, every psychic is kind of different because some of them, they sort of have areas of special areas that they can kind of tap into. So that'll be fun to talk to her.
Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to mix it up. We'll get a little ghost, a little psychic, and I've got to work on, we need to get some Bigfoot coverage up in here. We've done the UFOs, and we need to find a Bigfoot person. So if there's anybody out there that knows a lot about Bigfoot or that's had a Bigfoot experience, you can always contact me at shadowjason@frontier.com.
All right. Yes.
And I wanted to also mention that we also want to give a shout out to our friends, Aaron and Elise, and they have a show called Paranormal Crossings, and that's Wednesday at 8, and that's also on Blog Talk Radio. And also come check us out on Facebook at Paranormal Horizons.
Right on. All right, Jason. Well, I don't think that I have anything else to talk about this evening. If you don't, I think we're probably ready to say goodnight to everyone.
Yep, since we talked about donuts earlier, I need to go find some donuts now because now I'm craving donuts. So I'm going to go do that.
Right on. Jason, always a pleasure to talk with you. And again, thank you to our guest, Aaron Bilbrey, for being on the show this evening. We'll be back next Tuesday on Paranormal Horizons, blogtalkradio.com, 7 p.m. Pacific time. I'm Pat Rice. Good night.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.